You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
No mai hoki mai anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. Recent statistics have shown that freshwater quality across Aotearoa has been in decline for some time, with almost 70% of monitored groundwater sites failing to meet drinking water standards for E. coli, and almost half of the country being unsuitable for recreational activities like swimming due to bacterial contamination. Many concerns about the future of Aotearoa's freshwater have been exacerbated by the government's recent changes to the Freshwater National Direction, with experts speculating that many of the proposed policy changes would favor commercial activity and lead to the further contamination and pollution of our freshwater sources. I spoke with Marnie Prickett, a research fellow at the Department of Public Health at the University of Otago in Wellington and a member of the Public Health Association, about a freshwater policy statement put out by the Public Health Association calling for urgent action to protect freshwater in Aotearoa and outlining freshwater protection as a critical public health priority. All right, so to begin, can you give us a rundown on your freshwater policy statement and the calls to protect freshwater in Aotearoa?
Yeah, so I'm also a member of the Public Health Association, and the Public Health Association has put out a policy statement where they stand on freshwater and health issues. And it's not going to be difficult for people listening to this to understand that health and freshwater is very linked. You know, freshwater and the quality of the water that we drink is foundational for our health and foundational for public health, so the health of our communities as a whole. So Public Health Association has put out a statement which is talking about that, but also highlighting where they think the government needs to go on freshwater, and importantly, what they do and don't agree with on the government's changes. And there are some big things that the Public Health Association doesn't agree with in terms of what the government is doing. And the main one of those is changing what's known as Te Mana o Te Wai, which is the way in which regional councils are required to make decisions under the current national policy. And I can break that down for you because that needs a little bit of explanation. But that's the main sort of call to action, which is in that Public Health Association statement.
So what are some of the risks to public health that we will be seeing as a result of freshwater contamination?
We're seeing them right at the moment around the country. We've got boil water notices, and we've also got places, communities, where their drinking water is breaching the nitrate standard. So it's got more nitrate in it than is healthy for people to consume. So Gore in the last week has had to stop drinking their water because of nitrate contamination. We've got nitrate contamination in many parts of Canterbury, and we know that nationally it's an issue as well. And it's not just nitrate, it's primarily an issue for infants and pregnant women, but there is more evidence that's emerging around it maybe having other risks for human health as well, around certain types of cancers. But nitrate isn't the only issue. We've also got issues around the pathogenic risk, so basically drinking poo. So if you've got E. coli in your water, and that can come from all sorts of sources, it might come from agriculture, it might come from sewage, for example, and we've got issues with E. coli contamination of our water sources. And really importantly, for people to understand, we treat for fecal contamination mainly in New Zealand. So our drinking water systems are set up to remove those risks out of our drinking water. So I don't want to freak people out with thinking that they've got poo in their water. We've got treatment for that generally. Although if the pollution becomes really bad, it can become an issue. Our treatment can't handle it if it becomes really difficult, if it becomes really pronounced. Whereas with nitrate, for example, our systems don't treat for nitrate generally. So that's an emerging issue, which is, you know, the E. coli is an issue. It is a real issue, and it can have really serious effects, as we saw in Havelock North. People might remember that there was that big outbreak about 8 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, of Campylobacter. But nitrate is this emerging issue, and the difficulty with that is that it's really difficult to treat out of people's drinking water. So once it becomes contaminated, it's very difficult to do the kind of next step that we would normally do, which is to treat it. And you can imagine too that it's not just the water that we're drinking, it's also the water that's around us. So in our environment, we are swimmers, we go to the beach, we like to collect food, we like to collect shellfish, we like to go fishing, we like to collect food out of our rivers and out of our sort of estuaries and things like that. And so it's not hard to make that next sort of connection, which is that if the water around us is unhealthy and contaminated, then all those other health impacts start affecting us as well. We might be eating things that aren't good for us. We might also be restricted in how much we can enjoy that natural environment, how much how much we can swim, how much we can do that recreation, which is good for us as well. So it's big. It's big. If you've got unhealthy rivers, it's a big deal.
And the policy statement also mentions the importance of Te Tiriti principles in freshwater policy and legislation. Mm. Why is it important for iwi and hapu to be involved in freshwater governance?
Iwi and hapu have long-term relationships with the places that they connect with their rohi. So it's really important that they're able to be involved in decision-making and that they have a true involvement in decision-making, not just a sort of consultative position, but that they're actually involved in that decision-making. And this brings me back to Te Mana o Te Wai. So at the moment, our policy has a system which comes out of Mātauranga Māori. So it's Māori thinking around how we might manage fresh water, but it's been translated into Western government framework. And we've got this decision-making protocol, which is called Te Mana o Te Wai. And that basically says, first of all, it says we have to look after the health of our waterways. And in doing that, that will allow us to look after people's health because we're going to be able to provide access to safe and good quality drinking water. So we've got those foundational things right, those foundational things for our communities. And then after that, we can consider other uses, commercial uses, other activities around water. And we can think about things that might have an impact on water as well and how we're going to manage that. But we've got to get those first two things right. The other thing that Te Mana o Te Wai outlines is it basically says iwi and hapu, tangata whenua, have a right to be involved in decision making, and the wider community has a right to be involved in that decision making as well. So it not only really sensibly asserts that we have to get the foundation of physical health right, that we have to get our environment and our people's health right, but it also asserts that we have to make sure that people have real roles in decision making and governance. And that's tangata whenua, and it's also the wider community as well.
And how can the general public get involved if they would like to have a say in freshwater protection and the government's consultation?
So now's a really good time to be making a stand for freshwater. The government is consulting on freshwater policy as we speak. It closes this Sunday, so you've got another 5 days to make a submission, and there are submission guides around. So if you were to put in, freshwater national direction submission guide into your Google search engine, you will find somebody who's made a guide for you if you just want to kind of get it done and get it knocked off. And I will say that there are a few really important things in there for people to be submitting on and opposing. So the first one to oppose is to remove that prioritisation that comes through Te Mana o Te Wai. It is absolutely essential that we shore up communities' health and the public interest first before we consider commercial interests. And what the government is proposing is essentially to flip that script and say commercial interests are equally important, if not more important, than the health of the environment and the health of people's drinking water. And that just can't stand. We can't have that. We've got to look after people in the long term. And anything that degrades our environment in the long term isn't stable for our communities. So the first thing for people to oppose is to remove or rewrite Te Mana o Te Wai as it stands now. The other things that are in there as well is that the government's proposing to remove bottom lines for contamination. So we've currently got a system where across the country, your waterway can be anywhere above a bottom line. But if it's below a bottom line, your council's required to make a plan to get it back above that bottom line. So people can think about that as a safety net. It's kind of a backstop. It says you can't go beyond this kind of limitation of where we say that a healthy water body is. You can be better than it, but you can't be worse than it. And the government's saying, let's take those away from the national level and let's put them back on regional councils. And what they're doing by that is they're giving more power to commercial interests, because we know that commercial interests can have great influence at regional council level. We're seeing them have big influence at central government level as well at the moment, which is something that people should be aware of, and that's not a sign of healthy democratic process. But we know that when we put these when we take those sort of safety nets for the public away and we put them back to regional council level, we're making communities even more vulnerable because commercial interests can have really major influence at that level, and they can basically set bottom lines way beyond what's healthy for the rest of the community, to the point where they're allowed to pollute and harm other people. And we're already seeing that around the country, but at least we've got some sort of legal backstops at the moment. So we want to oppose those things. We want to make sure we have bottom lines, and we want to make sure that Te Mana Utuwai remains in the policy.
And that was Marnie Prickett from the University of Otago in Wellington and the Public Health Association talking to us about the Public Health Association's freshwater policy statement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.